It's an interesting phrase, the grace of life. And going back to chapter 1 and verse 10, he talks about the fact that the prophets in the have inquired and searched carefully who prophesied of the grace that would come to you. And then we have at the end of this book, we have Peter saying, I have written to you briefly, in verse 12, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand. So he brings us, and now he says, okay, so the prophets before, they were looking into this grace that's come to you. And this is the grace in which you stand. It's a life that's to be lived. And that's our identity. We stand in that grace. And that phrase is used one other time. I think it's in the book of Romans. It's used one other time in chapter 5 of Romans. I believe it is. The grace in which we stand. It's an amazing phrase. But he's saying here, it's a life that's to be lived out. And a tremendous thing, once you're married, it's a husband and wife partnership in the grace of life together. You're heirs of this. But we all, every one of us, are brought into this grace. So what a tremendous thing. That's our identity.
Well, there can be more to be said about that, and perhaps there will be. But as we said at the beginning, we did want to save some time to give some moments for some maybe summary comments or just short remarks about things that have, you know, the things that you are going to carry home maybe would be helpful for somebody else to hear. Just to repeat it once again and put a handle on it for someone else. So we'd like to just save some time for that. For any of the remarks, any of the things that we've talked about, what does it mean to be born again? What does it mean that we're pilgrims and strangers? How do we live out the response to being a spiritual house? And how do we respond as being a chosen generation? So any remarks along those lines would be helpful for others to hear. So feel free to just give a remark or a review or anything that touches on our theme this week. Or any of you else.
Just a little comment on something we were talking about yesterday. I think it was you, Brother Mark, who mentioned the word worship when we were looking at spiritual sacrifices, since we are made a holy priesthood. And that may also connect with the praises and the royal priesthood in verse 9. And at my local meeting, we're studying the book of Leviticus on Wednesday nights. And we're focusing on how it affects our worship as believers in the assembly. And so if you're really interested in that, I highly suggest it. It's very profitable for that purpose. A small example would be like the Thanksgiving offering or sacrifice in Leviticus chapter 7. They had to eat it. They had to eat the sacrifice on that day. They couldn't eat it a day later. And so that shows us that our thanksgiving to God needs to be fresh.
Amen.
And so it's just helpful like that. It's a wonderful book looking at Leviticus in that way.
Last night I was in my room and I was reading something, a total unrelated subject. Actually something that came up about being born again, but on a different aspect of being born again. I won't go into that. But I'll just say this, that the writer I was reading, he said something about the fact that we've been given the spiritual life. And he talks about John 3 by, by water and by the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And that we've been given this spiritual life. Then you turn over to John 4 and he talks about that the well in which he says in John 4, I'll just connect it. He says, and whoever drinks of the water which I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. A water springing up. And then, right in the same chapter, he talks about worship, that the Father is desiring worship. And that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And so, it comes from above. It comes in us, this spiritual life. And then, in turn, it comes out of us, back to him in worship. Mm-hmm. And then in chapter 7, he talks about rivers flowing out of us. And I would like to suggest for us, I just thought, are you kidding me? It's right here. I was so excited, I wanted to run down the halls and tell somebody, because it was such a neat thought in connection to what we've been studying, the thought of this life that we've been, our identity that we've been brought into, comes from above, so that we can pour it back up in worship, but then out of us, as a royal priest, affect the lives of others. Rivers flowing. And I just thought that was a really neat phrase. And it wasn't had anything to do with this. But you see how these truths just blend together throughout the scripture. So I just share that in connection with what was just given.
What I really found helpful with going over 1 Peter and the way you guys structured the topics was that I think often as Christians we lose our identity. We lose our, or forget who we are in Christ Jesus. And in turn, as all we've been talking about this week, if we don't have our identity in focus, we won't have our walk in focus. So I think it was really refreshing to look over once again what our identity was, or what our identity is as Christians, who we have become through the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, what we have been made, and then the verse that automatically came to mind when I thought of that, of being reminded of our identity, and then what will that bring in turn, was that verse in the first off the first day, prepare your minds for action, right? And as we're going home now, prepare our minds for action. Don't lose that thought or those thoughts of who we are in Christ Jesus, and then be prepared for action.
A verse that I always look at, you know, just to, when times get tough and you need to re-identify yourself as a Christian, as we've been studying here, is a verse that helps me a lot is Galatians chapter 2, verses 20. Mm. It's a verse I go back to all the time, and it just gets me refocused as a Christian. I'll go ahead and read it. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And I feel like that verse really just puts you back into focus. Mm. And that's very helpful for me. Amen.